Westgate Bridge across the Yarra was to be the Balti state government's crowning glory. But early warning signs that the engineering was flawed weren't addressed. Then 4 months before the disaster, the workers discovered a span of a similar bridge in Wales had collapsed during construction, killing four men.
And there was a person called Jack Hinshaw who worked for Freeman and Fox. He basically told us and the unions that he was the best bridge builder in the world. The bridge was safe, and if it wasn't safe, he wouldn't be there. So basically, we went back to work. And about 4 weeks later, the bridge collapsed. Jack Hinshaw was on the bridge. He got killed and took 34 people with him.
A month before the collapse, the northern half of one of the spans was found to be 10 centimetres higher than the southern span. 10 8-ton concrete blocks were lifted into place to try and solve the problem, but instead it created a 3-metre-long buckle in the steel.
And they took the stress off the steel by taking the bolts out, and they basically pulled out too many bolts. The steel turned blue, which was under stress. They tried to put the bolts back in, and the holes just disappeared and the bridge just collapsed and come down. What I heard first was it was a crack, just an almighty crack. And when we looked up, you could see debris coming off, you could see people coming off. And it, when it actually hit the ground, the thud was just an almighty thud.
The crash of 2,000 tonnes of steel and concrete plummeting 50 metres into the Yarra mud could be heard up to 3 kilometres away. Burning fuel ignited fires that swept through the mangled wreckage.
And I could hear people actually calling my name, and I could see them, but you couldn't get near them, for the heat was just too bad. And the voices got less, and you could see them just slowly disappear. And a lot of people actually got burned to death, yes.
12 men who rode the bridge down survived, but 35 were killed. 32 bodies were recovered that day. The Royal Commission, established to investigate the cause of the collapse, found a litany of errors led to the disaster and was scathing of those responsible for its design and construction. Its findings led to dramatic changes in the workplace, including the introduction of health and safety laws and a stronger role for workers on safety committees. Now in charge of the construction division of the CFMEU, Tommy Watson helped negotiate the industrial agreement for the current strengthening of the Westgate Bridge.
And they've got to take out 150,000 bolts, but they have a system in place that when you take a bolt out, you must replace it straight away. And you can't take a bolt out unless there's an engineer standing beside you. So they certainly have learned by the disaster 40 years ago.